Texas after my first year and went back for the second year. And then I vicared first for 3 months up in Park Rapids, Minnesota for Reverend Ferber, who needed rest for his throat for a whole summer. And I had 2 places, Park Rapids and Dorset, to preach every Sunday. And from there, Dean Fitz encouraged me to take this summer work, since he knew I was going to go to Canada for the next year to teach school and do some preaching in Winnipeg, you know. And so he says, well, it's right on your way, because Park Rapids is about halfway between St. Paul and Winnipeg. And I went in on that. I prefer to do that than working out for Ernest Meyer on that farm, because that farm work seemed every year it got harder for me to be out in the field, in that hot field. Just like when I went to the Falls, Texas, I didn't want to go back to go harvest. I've done that all my years of college, you know, just killing, it seemed to me. And there, I'd rather carry mail all summer down to Wichita Falls than work in the harvest there. Anyhow, I then taught in Canada. In Wichita Falls, Texas, I only preached, I think, 4 times that whole year. I had to play the organ off and on, but my main work was to teach 8th grade of school. They had a little parochial school of about 25 kids, I guess. And then in Canada, I had the grades from 3 to 8, and that was all day long. And the pastor had 1, 2, 3, but he had only the forenoon, because he had a fairly large congregation, a lot of congregational work, and he was also the janitor, which probably helped a little bit, earn a little bit of money for him. He had a little growing family. Anyhow, in Canada, besides teaching regularly from grades 4 to 8, Reverend Guido had a mission congregation about 70 miles west, right on the railroad going west. And he arranged it so that, one Sunday, I would go out there, and he'd preach at home. That's twice a month. And then the second Sunday in the month, then I would preach at home, and he would go out, or vice versa. Anyhow, in that way, I would get to make one sermon a month and preach it twice at home, and also changing off with him preaching at that mission congregation. It wasn't a very large congregation, but more than just a handful too. Anyhow, and then when the year was over teaching, I was asked, or was offered the chance to teach summer school. You know, in spring we had gone to Eastern Saskatchewan, which is right west of Manitoba, in that German kind of a settlement, Landestreu and Langenberg, and other names like that, the congregations, and the cluster of congregations. And I was to I think, change off at a number of places to teach religion every day, you know, in kind of a vacation Bible school. And it was a nice thing, I thought, since I had gone to a conference in the spring. We had a conference at Landestreu, and I kind of liked that country. But then I decided differently, though, in the end, because my dad suggested, why don't you come home? Maybe you could earn about as much if you would go and make kind of a schedule. You preach at Auburn, you preach at Gilead, you preach here at Lincoln, you preach at Sylvan Grove, you preach, east of Janson, we had a congregation too. And then I could preach. My dad and mother were going to go and visit Darcy at Hastings, you know, and I could preach for Reverend Wilk. And so I could put in a field most of the summer, and I had all scheduled to preach, and I went and visited Hastings and preached at Holstein too. We had a congregation there. And that's how it worked out. And then, of course, after that summer, where I didn't have to go to Harvest Field, I took that because Dad suggested I would be more together with my folks, because the summer before, you know, I only got to go home a couple of days, then I took the train up to Park Rapids, Minnesota, and was gone all summer, and then went on. So I was at least, I think that was the main reason they'd like to have me home for a little bit.